Let's read some more of the Holy Word of God. It never goes out void. It does what it's always going to do. We love the Word of God. We proclaim it. We preach it in the world, in the religious places, at events. All right, let's read some more of the Holy Word of God. Revelation chapter 2:2-5. Revelation 2:2-5. Jesus says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. I know thou cannot bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne, hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. That's the religions of the world. They leave their first love, while the Christian ones, they leave Christ. This was actually the true bodies he's talking about here, not man-made religion or the Anabaptists. I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. That's amazing. The Word of God calls the people that claim Christ to repent. But yet all of these so-called Christians will not repent of their sin. They live in worldliness. They live in carnality. They live in false man-made traditions. They follow the traditions of men. They love the favor of men. They live in the carnal flesh. Jesus says, repent. Do you realize, neighbor, one unrepented sin is going to cost you your soul? The Anabaptists live in a whole bunch of unrepented sin. But one will cost you to lose your soul. Interesting. Go read the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3. Jesus judges and says, repent. Jesus told us to judge the body of Christ over and over. I hear these old Anabaptist men older than me. Oh, Jesus shouldn't judge. You shouldn't judge. He'll never judge. Matthew 18, go to your brother who's in sin. Put him out if he won't repent. 1 Timothy 5, those that are in sin, publicly rebuke them. People that live a life of luxury and pleasure and entertainment, but claim Jesus, like the Anabaptists, are in sin. 2 Thess 3 says, if a brother's in sin, don't even eat with him, so he'll be embarrassed. 1 Corinthians 5, Paul puts a man out of the body because of sin. Why do you Anabaptists pridefully think you can continue to live in sin and think you're okay before a holy God? You're not okay before a holy God. You're going to suffer the wrath of God that's coming for you, lest you turn and repent. Heed the warning of God's holy word. It is not a liar. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.